WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Today is the 50th anniversary of the premiere of I Love Lucy, the CBS series that helped define the TV sitcom. David Bianculli looks back at a more innocent era.
Thursday Night on the Agency, a CBS drama series about the CIA, there's a fictional drama about terrorists threatening to unleash an epidemic of anthrax. Tomorrow night on the CBS Navy drama JAG, one of the main characters is trapped in an American consulate building in another country that's overtaken by force. Tonight on Third Watch, the NBC drama series about New York City firefighters, police, and emergency health workers, the usual scripted stories and fictional characters are being set aside. Instead, the show is offering a 2-hour documentary special letting real New York City rescue workers tell their own stories about September 11th. But also tonight, on TV Land, Lucy and Ethel try to con Ricky and Fred into taking them to a nightclub. Is it any wonder, in these times when even entertainment on television can be so somber, that I Love Lucy? Looking at I Love Lucy now is like cuddling up with a warm blanket. The problems are never more serious than a burnt pot roast or a hugely expanding loaf of bread. Everything is familiar and comforting. Ricky's "Hi, honey, I'm home," Lucy's childlike cry, and another scheme by Lucy that backfires big time. Like the time she sneaks her way into doing a live commercial for a vitamin supplement on a show hosted by Ricky, only to be knocked for a loop by the syrup's high alcohol content during several rehearsal tastings.
Are you tired of running down and listening? Do you pop out at parties? Are you unpopular? Well, are you? The answer to all your problems is in this little old bottle. Vitamin and Vegemin. That's it. Contains vitamins and meat and vegetables and minerals. So why don't you join the thousands of happy, peppy people and get a great big bottle of
It's funny to think that 50 years ago, I Love Lucy was cutting-edge television in so many respects. It was the first TV series in which the central married couple were from different ethnic backgrounds. Desi Arnaz, Lucille Ball's real-life husband, was Cuban, and so was Lucy's bandleader husband, Ricky. It was the first TV series to show its character pregnant, again mirroring real life since Lucille Ball was expecting at the time, when even the word pregnant couldn't be used on television. And because Lucy and Desi wanted to produce I Love Lucy on the West Coast rather than in New York, they ended up pioneering a whole new method of mounting a situation comedy. Instead of broadcasting it live, they filmed it, using multiple cameras to capture the action simultaneously. It was a technique borrowed from Art Linkletter, who used it to capture kids saying the darndest things. And it worked so well that it remains the basic template for the three-camera sitcom 50 years later. The show was a huge hit from the start and left TV only because Lucy and Desi wanted to stop it as TV's number one show, something only a handful of series have done in the entire history of television. It had a great number of classic bits and episodes, many of which can be seen this week in TV Land's nightly marathon salute. Tonight, in fact, the marathon kicks off with the very first episode of I Love Lucy, broadcast at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, exactly 50 years to the minute from the time it first aired on CBS. It's televised almost as it was then, except for some alterations in the original animation and presentation that had to do with the show's original sponsor, Philip Morris. Those changes are explained during the commercial breaks by TV Land president Larry Jones.
As you can see from these brief selections, the original open to the show featured animated Lucy and Ricky figures and a pack of cigarettes. That pack was an element of the show's interstitials, and the closing credits as well. The opening included a spokesman pitching the product, And this mid-show break was a testimonial commercial shot in Las Vegas.
I'd like you to try a simple test. Do you mind?
Not at all.
Well, first, let me offer you a Philip Morris cigarette. There we are.
While our intention was to recreate this historic half hour of television, we certainly hope you understand the changes we made. We now return to
the rest of the show, though, is pure Lucy. We've come a long way in 50 years. But sometimes, and this is one of those times, it's nice to be able to go back.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.